Shalom Aleichem. For the 26th day of Adar Rishon, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 5 of Nedarim, Second Mishnah. Now we're continuing. Yesterday we discussed two partners who jointly own a courtyard in between their dwellings and what happened if there was a mutual assured netter destruction or a one-sided netter. And now Mishnah Bet has a variation there. Haya echod minashuk. Now minashuk means from the marketplace. It means he's not one of the guys who owns the property jointly. He's an outsider, a third party, and he's mudar. He has been banned me'echad mehen hana, from one of the owners from getting any benefit. So one of the two men who owns this courtyard jointly has banned a third party from any hana from him. Lo yikanes l'chatzer. He can't go into the courtyard at all. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer. Now remember, yesterday Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov relied on Breira, on clarification that each partner could say to the other, hey, I'm on my own space, your space is over there. He says, Yachol hu lo marlo, he says this third party could say to the one who banned him from any enjoyment, Latoch shel chavercha, it's on the property of your fellow, your friend, your co-owner, ani nichnas. That's where I'm going. He would say, I'm walking on the land that belongs to the co-owner, not to you. Eino nichnas toch shaloch, I'm not going on your particular property. So he is lenient to extend the Breira even to a third party. And this would be as long as the third party is, you know, going to visit the other guy, not going to visit the personal property or the dwelling of the one who has banned him from having Hana, of course. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Hamudur Hana Mechavera. One takes a vow against benefiting from his fellow, V'yesh lo Merchatz, and he owns the bathhouse. Now, we mentioned back then people did not always have running water. They typically did not have running water in their own house. There was a community bathhouse, Ovet Chabad, or he had a press. Now, Beit Chabad here is the olive press. It's not Beit Chabad. That's the Chabad house, which certainly is not usher to anybody. They welcome everybody, Baruch Hashem, they're great. But Beit Chabad is the olive press, and it was typically owned by one person and used by many people, Muskorin Be'ir, and they are actually rented out. So he owns the property, but he's rented it out to someone else to manage it. Like he has a management company running the bathhouse or running the press for him. Im yesh lo, if he still has behen in this property, this press or this bathhouse or similar property, tefisat yad. Tefisat yad means a holding of the hand, meaning he still has rights in it. Like, for instance, he has a percentage of the profits, or he has the right to store his towels or his olive barrels there. So he still has some sort of connection to the property or profit from the property. Then usser. Then the one who has been banned from having hana cannot use the bathhouse or the olive press. Even though, lemaisa, practically it's being managed by a management company, by a third party. Ein bahen tefisat yad, if the owner has no real connection to the property, mutter. Then since it's being run by a third party, then the one who is banned from hana from the owner could still use it. Ha'omer l'chavero, one man says to another, konam, I'm taking a vow banning Leveitcha, your house, Shani Nichnas, I'm not going to go in your house. The Sodcha, or your field, Shani Lokeach, I'm not going to purchase your field. So what happens if Metz, if the person who owns that house or that field, he passes away, leaving his property to his heirs, his children, Oshem Machur Lacher, he sold it to someone else, then Mutzer, then the person who made the vow, I'm not going to go into your house, well, it's not the your anymore, the your is no longer owns the house, or he's no longer in this world at all. So then it's mutter to go in that property or buy that field. But if the vower said, konam, I'm taking a vow, levait zeh, this specific house, she'eni nichnas, I'm not going to go in, sade zo, this particular field, sheni lokeach, will not buy this specific field. He didn't say yours, he said this. Then metz, if the owner, the current owner, passed away, oshen machur l'acher, sold it to someone else, usser, he still cannot go into that house or purchase that field because he was specific this field regardless of ownership. Yashar Kochachem, and be well.